question for you. When you're not experiencing peace, let's just lay it out. You're experiencing some disruption, some hurt, confusion, anger, loss, regret, you name it. Some of those negative emotions. What's your first go-to? Is it to a person? Is it to a drink? Is it to a pill? Is it to work? Is it to denial? I don't know. What is that first go-to for you? And you know what? We should be, in my view, our first go-to should be to Scripture, to God. And that's the question today. We talked about this last week and we have more today. People sharing their go-to verse, one verse at least that they go to when they're experiencing more hope and more peace in their life. If you want to share, you can call our storyline and leave it because we'd love to hear at 888-888-1717. And online, lots of helpful information at theintentionallife.com. To the calls, Lovey is first in Arizona. Hi there, how are you?
Hi, Dr. Randy. So nice to meet you and hear your voice.
Well, you too. It's nice to speak with you. Tell us, what's your go-to verse?
My go-to verse is Psalms 138:8. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thy own hands.
What does that mean to you?
It's just, you know, going through life and everything sometimes seem to be always topsy-turvy. It just grounds me that whatever I'm going through, that He is going to perfect that which concerneth me. No matter if it's my family, friends, relatives, whatever's going, if it's connected to me, God is concerned about it.
Does that bring you more peace as you let that ruminate, think about it, repeat it in your mind?
Absolutely. Yes, sir, all the time. It's the anchor scripture of mine.
You know, it says in the Old Testament, we should train up a train our children as we walk, as we sit by the wayside and so on, and even have it on our forehead. And you see that where they're, sometimes you'll see our Jewish friends that'll wear even the little box. You see that when the Orthodox Jews, sometimes where they have the Torah, the scripture being held yeah. close to their minds. And whenever I see a picture of that, or when I've been in Israel and touring, I'm reminded of the fact that we should keep God's word center in our mind, in our hearts, as a reminder of the truth. And the question is, what's a verse or two that's made a difference in your life, just like it has for Lovey? All right, Lovey, thank you for your call today. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dr. Randy.
Nice to meet you, and I hope you keep listening. Dana is next in Tennessee. Hi, Dana. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Thank you.
What's your verse?
Well, I was going through a divorce 18 years ago, and Psalm 37 was like my go-to chapter because it says five times, fret not.
Yeah.
And but Psalm 37:25, it says, I was young, and now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread.
Mm.
And I have literally walked that verse out because 18 years later, I've lived a blessed life. My kids have not ever gone without. And God's just all worked it out the way that He wanted it to work out.
Hmm. Daily is a daily trust, isn't it?
It is.
That's great.
That's all it is.
Every day.
That's my verse. And yeah. I'm not old. I'm just older. That's all.
I hear that. And I like to say the same for myself. Liar. not you, but me, Dana. Thank you for your call from beautiful Tennessee. Let me go to Stephanie. This is fun in Michigan. Hi, Stephanie. How you doing? All right. I think we lost Stephanie. Let me go to Delbert in New Mexico. How are you?
I am doing well, Dr. Randy. How are you?
Good. Appreciate your call. What's your go-to verse?
That would be Numbers 24:26.
All right, of chapter 6, right?
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes His face shine upon you. The Lord look on you with His favor and give you peace.
Mm. Has He done that for you?
Every day.
Yeah. I hear those tears. What's going on? Where's that coming from?
My heart.
God's goodness.
Oh, no. Faithful Christian, blessed with a wonderful family, heading into retirement, and I'm just so thankful.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was saying, God's goodness. I mean, that's really what you're saying is God's goodness in your life.
Yeah. It's all about Him.
Amen. Nice to hear a guy with a tender heart. And thank you, Delbert, going into retirement, trusting Him. I'll tell you what, if we're real with people, if you're real with your kids and your grandkids like that, I tell you, that's hard to resist, isn't it? Right? All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. Nadine, you're next. Don't go away.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
I have two small children, and so listening to what people call in about, it makes it very relatable to know that you're not going through it alone.
Intentional Living helps moms like Sarah live an intentional life for Christ. And now you can access many of Dr. Randy's exclusive teachings on various topics whenever you want. With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that gets unlimited access to Dr. Randy's exclusive monthly teachings from the past 2 years. So don't wait. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources by calling 888-888-1717 today or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
You're saying that you're supporting the ministry of Family Life Radio when you do exactly what you just heard. And I say thanks for you picking up the phone or going online in support of Intentional Living. All you have to do is either call us during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, press number 2, or you can go to theintentionallife.com. And when you do, click on the little donate icon, all the information there, plus a lot of other helpful things that'll be a blessing to you. Again, theintentionallife.com or call 888-888-1717.
Hi, my name is Renee. I'm calling today to share the intentional living that I'm doing lately. I've struggled my whole life with criticism, and it's just been lately that I felt a breakthrough in that area, and God's really helping me either stop or think before I begin to say something. And I'm so blessed to know that He's giving me the strength to actually think about something first before I say it. And it's so refreshing, it's so wonderful, and it's amazing to me how important all the words that we speak are to Him. Even if it's something that doesn't seem so critical, if it is anything negative whatsoever, He doesn't want me to say it. And I just praise God for that. Thank you.
Thank you, Renee. You know, she's one of hundreds who leave comments on our line, and we love hearing every one of them, getting to share some of them on the air when you give us a call at 888-888-1717. Hold on, Nadine, I'll get to you in a moment, but first we're going over here to Sam in Arizona. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing real good, Randy. How are you doing, sir?
Terrific. Thank you. What's your verse?
Isaiah 41:10. It says, "Do not be afraid, for I'm with you. Do not be dismayed, for I'm your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Mm. And I still get emotional. Sorry. Here's the thing.
What has God done? Why is that verse so important to you? What's that all about?
Well, in 2015, in March, I had cancer surgery. And when the doctor told us I had cancer, it was 6 weeks till I had my surgery. Now, that's a long time to go. And, and you know, when you get diagnosed with cancer, it'll rock your boat. Mm. And so we sat there, and that verse was so important to my wife and I because, Randy, even though we were concerned and there was apprehension, but when fear tried to set in, we relied on that verse and we never lost it. We were able to just maintain and go along with life because God upheld us with his righteous right hand. Now to his glory, I've been cancer free for 9 years. Thank God it all. So Amen. Thank God for that.
Wow.
And so when people go through things, man, trust what he says. Don't look at the issue. Don't look at the problem. Look at the promise.
Yeah.
And it will overwhelm the emotions. Now, one other thing. A couple days after surgery, I was home, and I said, I just want to go outside. I want to get in the sun. So I walked outside, and when I walked out, as soon as those rays of sun hit me, I was overwhelmed. And at that point, I didn't know exactly what it was, but I was in tears. And I was sitting there and said, God, I like this. I don't know what it is, but I like it. The next day, I was reading in 1 Peter chapter 1, starting in verse 3, that we've been begotten again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But the thing is, later in verse 9, it says that even though we haven't seen Jesus, we love him. And because of that, we can have joy inexpressible and full of glory.
Amen. I'll tell you what, friend, that changed your life. You know, when you get a diagnosis of cancer, you name it. I mean, the different kinds of crises that can come into the person's life, we either choose to allow that to help us grow closer to him, or it can become a stumbling block or a roadblock in that area of our life. And for Sam, it was his choice to grow. Powerful. Thanks, Sam. Appreciate it. Let me go to Nadine in New Mexico. Hi, Nadine. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. What's your go-to verse?
I think it's in Philippians. I'm not too sure. Yes, it is. It's I can do all things through Jesus Christ who gives me strength.
Amen. Why is that verse important to you?
I'm struggling with addiction right now, and not actively, because God is pulling me through it, and give him all the glory and honor, and that's why. That is why.
Do you have some support for yourself as well?
Yes. God has provided that as well. Thank you.
That's good. Well, we got a lot of prayer folks listening who love to pray. And what would you want them to pray for you?
Just continued strength and guidance from God.
Hmm. Listen, with God's help, you can do this. And know it's a tough road. Talked to a lot of people over the years in my work. Yeah, you know it's a tough road. But here's the thing. Greater is he that is in you, the Bible says. Mark this down in your mind, Nadine. Greater is he that is in you, the Bible says, than he that is in the world. God is greater than that addiction. That addiction can be powerful. It can be persuasive. It can be tantalizing. All those things. But greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world trying to attack you and bring you down. And you've got friends all around the country, other intentional living friends, who have picked up the responsibility to pray for you today for those things that you shared. All right. I hope that's helpful. Thank you, Nadine. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, friends all around the country, that's why we do this. That's why intentional living exists. That's why this radio station exists. That's why Intentional Life Media exists, Family Life Radio exists, and the station you're listening to, if it's another station, exists. Because we believe and have seen and witnessed the power of God changing lives. And we're here not only to offer you the hope that you can find in Christ, but also the equipping help in terms of living intentionally in him every day. You can do it with God's help, and we'll be here to help encourage you on the journey. That's what intentional living is about.
Hi, Hi, my name is Sue. I just wanted to share, after listening to Randy's show on Family Life Radio just a few minutes ago, my intentional living, or my form of intentional living, if you will, has been to trust God, to take care of my family. My dad has Alzheimer's, an advanced stage, and it's become too difficult for my mother to continue to take care of him, even in an assisted living arrangement. So we've had to admit him to a memory care unit, which is a wonderful place, and they are taking good care of him. But my mom is feeling some guilt because she can't physically take care of him herself anymore. So we've just asked for prayer for that whole situation, but so that she would feel at peace. And I have seen, through the intention of letting God take care of it, I have seen that happen. She is at peace with it. It seems to be going as well as it possibly could. And I just thank God for taking our family and taking care of us.
You know, it is an honor and a privilege to be here behind the microphone in our Intentional Living Center and talk to hundreds of people throughout the year from all over the place and hear stories like what you just heard. We're on this journey together. You can choose to either live an unintentional life or an intentional life. And we just are very biased when it comes to choosing to be intentional the best we can with God's help. All right. Today, we're just laying out verses, hoping some of you will pick up one or two and make it your verse as well, maybe for the next 30 days to encourage yourself. Luella has a verse, I think, as well, from Georgia. How you doing, Luella?
I'm doing good. I have a story with a scripture for your peace.
Okay.
You're talking about years ago, I was going through a bad divorce. He was mentally abusive. And so every morning I was mentally abused before I had to go to work. And by the time I got off work, I would be so sick because I knew what was going to happen when I got home. And I had been looking for a place to live and unable to find one. And I was sitting in my car, and I had called a landlord that I had spoke to previously and asked him if he was going to, you know, rent the apartment to me. And he was like, no, I don't want a woman going through a divorce because it'll just cause trouble and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so I was sitting in the car, and I was crying, and I was like, Lord, you know what's going on in my life. You know what he is doing to me. Why can I not find a place to live? And all of a sudden, I heard Philippians 4:13, through God, nothing is impossible. And this peace came over me. And so I was sitting there, and just this bathing in this peace that was in my heart, and it just was drying my tears and everything. And the landlord that I had just talked to called me back and said, I'm sorry, I'm going to rent to you. He said, what I said was wrong, and I apologize.
Mm. Wow. And then something when God can speak to others on behalf of you, that's pretty powerful. All right, let me go next to Zane over in Texas with a verse today. Zane, what's going on?
I just started my youth ministry, and I kind of freak out sometimes, and I'm like, oh, I got to do this, I got to do that. And I was looking for, like, where can I find my peace? And I realized that I was looking for my own strength in myself, and it wasn't until I was like, okay, God, I give it to you. And I flip open my little devotional journal, and the verse that I saw was, be still and know that I am God.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like me relying on my own strength. Of course, I'm going to fall because the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. But we need to draw near to the Lord to be able to understand, like, where that spirit, like, where it comes from almost.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's like where I, like, started receiving the peace that I truly needed because I was relying on my own strength and whatnot.
Good for you. Hey, Zane, can I ask you a question? You're starting a youth ministry at your church. How old are you?
Oh, I'm 21.
And so you got a heart to reach the kids coming up behind you, huh?
Yes, sir. This job, it started as just volunteering, and I just started falling in love with the kids, and I started seeing myself in them. It's Teen Flow. We reach at-risk kids, so
good for you.
You know, and we do a lot of community service to where if they have parole, they can get hours here and whatnot. And I just, those are the kids that need it the most. I feel like, I mean, everybody needs Jesus, but it's those are the ones that I'm gravitating towards, because a prayer that I would pray to God before I was even close to him was I want to be the person that I needed for someone else. And he gave me that opportunity not too long after I started praying.
Good for you.
God, he's just so good, you know, and he's just teaching me how to be the man I was intended to be instead of be the person that I wanted to be.
Oh boy. Thank you, Zane. Young man, listen, when we get so many young folks just getting started in life, teens and those in their 20s and 30s getting started in life, call and talk about being intentional. That's one encouragement, a bright spot in a pretty dark culture in which we're living today. Stephen, you whispered in my ear there from the producer seat that you've got a verse. Knowing you, Pastor Steve, you got about 20, but I'll give you one. What is it?
Well, it's actually, it follows up with what you just talked to, same passage, Psalm 46:10. But the reason why I love it, when you look up the word be still in Hebrew, it can mean shut up and know that I'm God, okay? Stop.
God said to shut up in the Bible. I was always told you can't say that. Okay, go ahead. Okay.
Stop striving and know that I'm God, which is kind of, you know, what we think about be still. It also means let go and know that I'm God. It also can mean relax and know that I'm God. Now, when you think of those different translations of that one word, can you see how they can set up peace?
You know,
stop talking. Peace might come. You know, relax. Peace might come. Another one is let go. What are you hanging on to that's not causing you peace? And so it's that word for be still is just so great that it has had a huge impact on my life. Yeah.
You kind of get the drift of what Steve does when he's not here. When he's not in the producer's seat, he's into his Greek and Hebrew translations and studying, and he brings me verses and lots of wisdom. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
Stephen.
Right.
He makes sure the show, along with Jennifer, gets on the air every day. All right, we're talking about peace. What have you found? What's made a difference in your life? 888-888-1717.
My name is Jeremy. My struggle started with sexual integrity. I'm intentional by staying in the Word and meeting with other brothers in Christ once a week to share struggles and to encourage each other. God led me through a lot of difficult times to turn me into the man that He needed me to be, both for myself and for my family.
Your membership with Intentional Living makes you a part of a team that encourages and strengthens each other to follow Christ. As a monthly member, you keep Intentional Living on the air. Join right now. Call 888-888-1717 or go to theintentionallife.com.
More stories. We love them. Thank you for sharing with us today. Your support makes it, 100% possible, frankly. We determined a long time ago we're not going to borrow money to do this. We're just trusting God. We keep this at a very slim budget, part of Family Life Radio and Intentional Life Media. Got one goal, do radio. We do our podcast and the things that we put out to communicate this one powerful message, seven words in our mission, helping you experience life as God intended. Seven words. That's our mission. That's why we exist, and your support's making a difference.
I found out a few years ago, there's a scripture that talks about the peace that passes all understanding will guard your heart in Christ Jesus. And what I came to realize was, I must allow His peace to pass my understanding of everything I see, hear, sense, and feel in my life. And when I realized it, it truly changed my life. So many times, His peace is already there. We have everything we need pertaining to life and godliness because we are His. And sometimes we forget that. And we look at the circumstances instead of keeping our eye and our heart on Him. But when we intention ourselves to allow His peace to pass our understanding, it will truly change your life.
You know, when you hear a story like Pam's, the reminder that you can experience the kind of peace that it transcends anything that we experience in our life. I tell you what, we got 2 minutes left. I want to close with a story that Dan left for me. This is recorded, and it's an amazing story of what God did as a result of radio, but through a local church and God's Spirit leading him. Take a listen as we close out this discussion today.
I tell you, I just wanted to call and say thank you to this radio station. My name's Dan, and I've been battling drug addiction and alcoholism for 32 years. And I put myself in an inpatient rehab recently, and I got out, and I didn't really know what to do with myself. I just happened to be clicking through the radio station. I heard this commercial about a guy who'd been sober for 12 years, so I started listening to it, and it turned out to be Family Life Radio. And as at the same time this happened, I was passing a church, and this was on Good Friday. And it was full of cars in the parking lot, and my intuition said, pull in there, pull in there. And I rebelled. I said, I ain't going in there on a Friday. I don't know what's going on in there. You know, it could be somebody's wedding or something. I'm not just going to wander in there, you know. So I went to an AA meeting. Well, the second day, Saturday, I was going by that same church, and they had all these blow-up slides and all this stuff going on, these activities out in the yard of the place. So I said, well, whatever that is, the pastor's probably going to be up there. So I pulled in, and I met the pastor, and I ended up attending Sunday, and I tell you, it has been a life-changing event for me. I have not turned this radio station off. I love it. I love the church, and I just want to give a shout-out to Pastor Paul and the members of Dexter Lake Church of Battle Creek, Michigan, for being so welcoming and so cool, and they have an awesome recovery program, and it's been life-changing for me.
Fantastic.
So I just want to say thank you to the radio station and to the church.
Good for you, Dan. We pray for you that you remain sober. You'll continue in that direction. You're going to find a lot of encouragement being in a Bible, believing, teaching church to be a part of that. We're excited for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's fantastic. Thank you, Dan. Are you single or are you married?
I'm single, and I'm just really focusing on me and right now. Yeah. getting to the best version of myself that I can be before I look to involve anybody in a relationship right now.
That's a smart thing. That's a very smart thing. Thank you, Dan. I thought that'd be a cool way to end the show today. A story of, well, we talk about coincidence. You know, you drive by the church, you happen to find the radio, whatever. God may be speaking to you today. This is not by accident. Maybe something you've heard, a verse, someone's story, that you realize your life can be what these folks are experiencing today as you give your life to Christ. We're here to encourage you, pray with you. We want to be a part of your journey. We want to thank our supporters and listeners who are praying for you today. I'm Dr. Randy. Thanks for being a part of Intentional Living. We're going to talk more, but tomorrow, about hope. Hope you'll join us. I'm Dr. Randy for Intentional Living, a ministry of Intentional Life Media.